Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezeira Shimshon. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and a refuah shalema for Reb Chaim Yosef ben Malka Nechama, a schus and a refuah shalema for Sora Baspina. May they each have a refuah shalema and darichas yomim vishonim tavos. Our shir is also dedicated in honor of Rabbi Yosef Menachem Monish ben Genendel. In the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, the people who did Averus, they sinned openly. Because of that, the end was revealed. Yirmiyahu gave the nevuah that Golus Bavel would end in 70 years. But by the second Beis Hamikdash, people did their Averus in private. The Maharsha tells us they would be in public, they would eat and drink together like they were good friends. In private, they had unbridled hatred towards one another. For this generation, their end was not revealed. The Zera Shimshon notes that the people in the generation of the first Beis Hamikdash, they did a lot of very severe averus, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shfichas damim, but they loved each other. The people of the second Beis Hamikdash, they did their averus b'seser in a hidden manner, like sinas chinam, and because of that, their end was not revealed. The Maharsha explains that the open commitment of averus is preferable to one who does the averus in private. One who sins openly shows equal disregard for both Hashem and for man. The one who sins in private shows that he has greater fear of man than Hashem. Because of that, the averus that are done b'seser during the Bayis Sheni brought in their wake a darker exile. The fact that the end of the last Golus wasn't revealed, unlike the other Golius, teaches us that this was because of the avera, the sin of sinas chinam. Once we understand this, then we realize that we have much work to do. The great tzaddik, Rabbi Raphael of Bershid, once asked Rabbi Pinchas of Karetz, when it is difficult for a person, when a person experiences difficult hours in this world, it seems to be that be'emes, Hashem is hiding his face, it's hastaras panim. What does the individual need to do in order to be mechazek, to strengthen their emunah? Rabbi Pinchas answered, if we know that it's hastaras panim, then it isn't anymore hastaras panim. Tomorrow, we will be continuing with our Shir in the Zera Shimshon. I wish everybody me'umka deliba, besuros tovas, yeshuas, v'nechamos.